If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another. I used to hear a phrase growing up when we were messing around and causing trouble, and people would say, cut it out. It basically just meant stop it. The way Jesus talks about it sounds drastic. I don't believe that Jesus is talking about literally doing bad things to yourself, but I do think that Jesus is pointing out the dangers and the need to sometimes take drastic measures to make changes to our lives. There are things that we are doing right now that seem normal and comfortable, and to suddenly cut them off would feel like taking away part of your body. Did you immediately think about your phone? Not all the things that we are doing, however, need to be cut away. But there may be things that are influencing how we think about the world and think about our relationships that are not helpful or good. Lent might be a good time to think if there are any of them in your life and how you could cut it out.